I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
May 30th, a day that will live in infamy. James T. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. And, well, we just had to throw the whole show out because the verdict in the Trump trial came in. And as expected, my friends, President Trump has been found guilty on all counts. Did you hear that? Guilty on all counts. Unbelievable. But you know what? We have become accustomed to actually believing President Trump when he gives you his opinion on something. And President Trump said just the other day that, you know what, there's no way in Hades that this was a fair trial.
I would say, in listening to the charges from the judge, who's, as you know, very conflicted and corrupt because of the confliction, very, very corrupt. Mother Teresa could not beat these charges. These charges are rigged. The whole thing is rigged. The whole country's a mess between the borders and fake elections. And you have a trial like this where the judge is so conflicted he can't breathe.
Yesterday we talked about the instructions that were given to the jury. It's actually kind of incredible. I mean, you can pick and choose. Pick and choose how you want this to go. Here's the list of infractions I think the president made. Here are the laws that he broke. Now, you don't have to be, you know, unanimous here. Four of you could say he broke that one, and four of you could say he broke that one, you know, and then if you can give a consensus on the other ones, we'll just put them all together and say guilty. That's what happened. And you know what? I was listening to some of the coverage, and we might never know what the former president Donald Trump was found guilty of. What? Yeah, the jury doesn't have to say anything. So let me get this straight. We don't know exactly what he was charged with, something to do with payments. You know, they were supposed to be, you know, he used campaign funds to pay off, a Stormy Daniels or I don't know. And so this wasn't a federal charge. And it was that, you know, it was actually not even supposed to be brought up because it was so damn old. But it was. And then it was kind of, you know, convoluted and shaking over here. And then we kind of finally just, you know, told the jury, hey, we just want you to find the man guilty. We're finding out because, you know, the jury had a bunch of questions. Hey, can you please explain, you know, the instructions again, the jury instructions? Oh, we have to give it to you verbally. We can't give it to you written because we don't want anybody, of course, you know, the media to get a hold of this. So we'll send, you know, the clerk back in there and he'll read it to you. What? You can't make this up. And this judge has been exposed for corruption by the jury. And as of today, we know why he broke tradition, didn't give written instructions to the jury. I mean, yesterday the jury asked for repeat, you know, a specific instructions. And the judge decided to send them home. And then today, we're finding out that it was, you know, what it was they wanted repeated. It was a metaphor from the judge. Now, I don't know that this is solid. This is... It was false these days. The judge supposedly said, suppose you wake up in the morning and it's not raining, but the streets are wet and people are wearing raincoats and holding umbrellas. Under those circumstances, you may conclude that it rained during the night. What do you mean, Judge? Basically, through the jury instructions, through the fact that, you know what, we're going to, you know, break precedence here. We don't have to have it unanimous. We can have groups of people agreeing that he broke this rule and he broke that law and he broke that law, and we'll just put it all together. The judge is essentially telling the jury that even though you don't see proof of a crime, it's reasonable to assume one occurred. I got to give it to the judge. I got to give it to the left. This is next level corruption. Over on MSNBC, they solemnly read off, you know, the jurors. He's guilty. Guilty on charges 1, 2, and 3. Guilty on 4, 5, and 6. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Finally, it got to the point where Rachel Maddow was able to sum up what this means.
Rachel?
Listen, it's a unanimous jury verdict, unanimous on all counts. This is a definitive and, this is an irreducible verdict.
Great. The multimedia marketplace.
I'm sure he will appeal, mm-hmm. but this is everything that the prosecution asked for.
Everything.
From a jury that, by all accounts, took this thing very, very seriously.
Of course he did.
We counted the deliberation hours down
here. The multimedia marketplace.
The test here for us as a country is not about what happens on appeal and is not about what happens in sentencing.
Okay.
The test for us now as a country is whether or not this former president and his allies will have succeeded in trying to undermine the rule of law so that people reject this as a legitimate function of the rule of law in our country.
What are you talking about? What in the world are you talking about, woman? Oh, this is not about the sentencing. Whether or not we as a people accept, you know, our system of justice. Whether we accept the two-tier system of justice as, you know, the law of the land. This is whether or not you are going to comply. I'm telling you. Yes, yes, yes. No, okay. Here's how I feel right now. I feel very angry. I feel very frustrated. And the reason why I feel angry is because I truly do believe we just watched our republic crumble. There's no rule of law. Oh, by the way, that's what the White House have put out, that no one is above the law. That was one of the part of their official statement. Oh, we're also hearing, you know, the president had planned to address the nation once the verdict came out. That's how they kind of choreographed this whole thing. But then they decided not to do that tonight, that maybe that would be a bad idea. And plus the whole family's together and they're commemorating the loss of Bo Biden. You know, I think it was 9 years ago that he passed away. So they're going to save their comments until a little later. I think what's going to happen is the president's going to have a press conference, something about how Bidenomics is working, and they're going to feed the reporter, you know, a question. And once he asks the question, then the president will be able to respond to the guilty verdict. I think that's how it's going to roll out. No. I'm very upset right now because I love this country and I love the rule of law. But there's a silver lining. I'll get to the silver lining in a minute. We are watching the left absolutely shred everything that we thought was decent. This is why I'm upset. We're watching the left absolutely destroy cities. New York City, their reputation is in the crap hole. What are you talking about? There's even talk about businesses overseas. We're not going to invest in the system. We don't trust this system. All to get Trump. Trump derangement syndrome. I'm upset because I really do believe we watched a piece of history today. It's not good. There are silver linings. And I'm going to get to those. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be very encouraging. Just not yet. That's coming up next. James T. Sinigan for the Jesse Kelly Show. You know, Jesse Kelly with Ruff Green's question that many of you dog owners will ask. Will Ruff Greens help my dog or my mid-sized dog, my small dog, my very big dog? Well, naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, founder of Ruff Greens, says because dog food is dead food, it is critical that all dogs, regardless of size, get the vitamins and minerals, digestive enzymes, probiotics, omega oils, and antioxidants that they get it from Ruff Greens. Ruff Greens is not a dog food. It's a healthy supplement that puts into your dog's food all the live nutrients necessary for superior dog health. You've heard Jesse say it worked miracles for his dog friends, digestive and energy, and it's incredibly easy to adjust to the dose, no matter the size of your dog. In fact, Dr. Black is so confident Ruff Greens will help your dog, he's offering a free jumpstart trial bag so your dog can try it. You just cover the shipping, and you don't need to change your dog's food. Just add a scoop of Ruff Greens every day. Your free Jumpstart trial bag can be at your door in just a few business days. Call 833-33-MY-DOG. That's 833-33-MY-DOG, or go to ruffgreens.com/Jesse. That's ruffgreens.com/Jesse. You are listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can hear me on 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. That's in Phoenix and Tucson. And I am telling you, it is a pleasure to be sitting in for Jesse Kelly on this evening, this afternoon, the 30th of May, a day that will live in infamy. Should I keep saying that, Chris? That is Jesse Kelly's producer. Should I just come back with everyone? A day that will live in infamy. Good night. A jury has found President Trump guilty on all counts. What was that? 34? 48? Was it 500? It doesn't matter. They put it in front of them. They said guilty. We just heard from Rachel Maddow over there at MSNBC. Boy, it was a sober, sober moment. The first time we have a president that is found guilty criminally. My God. Gosh, and we're told, don't you worry. No, not by MSNBC. MSNBC says it doesn't matter what, you know, the sentencing and all that kind of thing. It doesn't matter. What you need to understand is that this is a convict. You can't put a convict in the White House. You want to bet? Oh, by the way, we just heard that the Trump website, the Trump donation website has crashed. they're gonna have it up and running. You trust me, buddy. It's going to be up and running. Yeah, no, they've just awakened a sleeping giant. Come on. Oh, I'm not going to vote for him now because he was found guilty. Who's going to say that? A couple of independents? Okay. Listen, what has happened today is just, it's a culmination. This is what they've been working for. Don't you understand? For those of you out there who are just holding out hope, you know, I could have my kind of fingers crossed that you would have one juror that would kind of be brave, but they weren't put in the position to be brave. The orders from the judge, they pretty much led them into the conviction. It's unprecedented. You know, upon appeal, this is not going to stand. Come on, it's not going to stand. But that wasn't the objective. The objective is to muddy him up now and to keep him off the campaign trail. And you're going to see a lot of people talk about, you know, we must accept the process. I still have faith in the system. I don't. Well, what are you? What am I, a battered wife? I haven't trusted the system since 2020. I'm sorry. I haven't trusted the system since COVID. I'm sorry. I haven't trusted the system since they mandated vaccines that don't work. I'm sorry. Wear a mask. Separate 6 feet. What am I, stupid? After all of this, same government. Same administration. Same deep state. Same manipulation. After all of this, I'm supposed to, I trust the system. The system is broken, man. Let that sink in. No, this is not the silver lining yet. I'm not at the silver lining yet. This is black pill right here. I'm black pilling. Yeah. I remember when the left used to criticize me for using Matrix, analogies. They used to criticize me. I had the press down in Tucson. What was it? I forgot what it was. The morning commune star. They used to bat. He uses antiquated red pill, blue pill. We're being blackpilled. The reality is today you found out that the Republic is gone. James, what are you saying? I'm saying is for those of you who have been in tune, you sensed it. President Trump told you, they're coming after you. It's just that I'm in the way. If you've been following this trial, you know that this is nonsense because you saw the setup. You know what it's about. There's no crime here. They can't even tell you what crime that he committed. Even the jury won't tell you what he committed. He just committed something because the streets were wet when you woke up in the morning. They didn't tell you. The judge saying that it rained. They didn't tell you that they had the CIA, they had the FBI, they had the Department of Justice out there with big fire hoses wetting down the streets so that when you got up in the morning, ooh, it must have rained. Chris, am I popping off too much? Am I emoting? I didn't have much time to put the show together. I had a show, Chris, but then all of a sudden, the jury in New York blew it up. I had funny stuff, too. This is incredible. All right. So now that we see that the Republic is gone, that the Republic is shaken up, yeah, we have to listen to some of our leaders. We have to listen to some of our pundits, the ones that we trust, to kind of find out, what's coming next. Is the president going to go to jail? Are they going to put him in jail? Will he be under house arrest? Will he be restricted? When can we have a reach out? How soon will that happen? You have a Judge Jeanine. She was all over this this evening on Fox News.
That the American people will be struck by this, as we are all struck by it in different ways. I, as a former prosecutor and a judge who knows the state courts and who knows the state law, I know that this is riddled with reversible error. I know that there was no basis to charge this crime, this alleged crime, and to resurrect dead misdemeanors based upon non-unanimous federal violations of the election law or of the tax law. So, you've got that. But there's also a gut punch. Criminal justice system in the United States. People realize we are no longer safe anymore.
No.
And it's because of the progressive left agenda of making sure that we don't keep people in jail. And, they're out there with 33 arrests.
Oh, a judge, Jeanine, she's making a very good point here. We're watching the criminals go free. We're watching, I want Alvin Bragg. He's supposed to be talking, I believe, here this evening. I wonder if they're going to let, Trump go. Like they let those illegals that beat up the cop, they got bailed out. No, but he's been found guilty. Are they prepping Rikers? What's coming up next? We're going to have a conversation with Congressman Andy Biggs, James T. Harris, sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You are listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. My name is James T. Harris. I am a talk show host out of Phoenix, Arizona. You can also be heard in Tucson, 550 KFYI, 790 KNST. And I'm telling you, we're still reeling from the news that we fully expected. President Trump found guilty on all charges, 34 charges. It's laughable because it was predictable, because it was designed to happen. But what does it mean for our republic? I would like to welcome to the Jesse Kelly Show a Representative Andy Biggs of Arizona. And Congressman, we talk often on the Conservative Circus, my show in Arizona, but this is a moment that is very sobering for many Americans, very sad for Americans who absolutely believed in the gift of America. They're seeing it unravel. But what does this moment, what does this guilty charge mean?
Well, first of all, obviously, it has enormous political implications, has also implications on the institutions and our system of governance, including the judicial system, which is supposed to be nonpartisan, non-politically motivated. It's supposed to have justice. It's supposed to be blind. But we've walked off that. We've walked off that. And I don't think anybody who was fair-minded or rational would have thought that this was going to be any other outcome. I mean, the best case you had was a hope for a hung jury, which is absurd going into a case like this. But I mean, everybody from the prosecutor to the jury pool to the witnesses to the instructions by the judge, which morphed the charges to the very notion that somebody ran on the notion of I'm going to prosecute Donald Trump. I don't know what the crime is yet, but I'm going to prosecute Donald Trump, so elect me your district attorney. Those things all speak to a managed outcome, which is something that the former Soviet Union, former East German governments, they were famous for, and now we are internationally famous. So it's incredibly detrimental to us as a society and as a nation.
You talked about, you know, the former Soviet Union. I mean, we're talking about, you know, this was the communists. This is who we were, our arch enemy in the 80s up until, you know, it fell apart in the 1990s. Their secret police, all of the actions that we criticize and we rejoice the fact that we were Americans, that we were free, that we didn't operate like that. Congressman, are you telling me that that's how we operate now?
Well, yeah, I mean, just look, you've got four prosecutions that have gone on against President Trump, plus additional civil litigation, and many of it has been orchestrated right from the White House. We know that because the prosecutors went to the White House. Their names are in the logbook. They met. They were talking about things. Charges were followed. Indictments followed those meetings. And so it was not, you can't say it wasn't orchestrated by the White House. Now, in saying that, all of a sudden, we are as bad as any weaponized regime against political opponents. And that's what's happened here. It was weaponized, and that's really a sad day for the United States of America.
We have a Representative Andy Biggs. He represents the great state of Arizona. He's on the Jesse Kelly Show. You know, when we look at this case, and we look at it, and I believe it, and I think everybody who's watching this believes that it was orchestrated. But does this also speak to, does this speak to the panic on the left side of the aisle? Does this speak to the panic of the deep state or their resolve?
Well, I think that they have panic that Joe Biden is going to lose this election. And so they made a calculation, which is, I think is going to prove wrong, is they thought, well, if we tarnish Trump and we're going to create a narrative now, and the narrative, the theme for their campaign is going to be Donald Trump, a convicted felon, that type of thing. Don't elect a convicted felon. That's what they wanted to do. I have bad news for them. The American people do not like unfair treatment of people, including people they don't like. And you know, I'm out of the state today traveling. And I wandered to a sales booth, and we were talking to a guy. A guy called, said, "Hey, the verdict just came back." We're talking to him. He's relating that Democrats in New York, where he's from, they hate Trump, but they are PO'd at what's happened, and they view it as a travesty. That's the type of thing that undermines our political system. But you know what? It's going to help Donald Trump.
It is going to help a Donald Trump, Congressman. It does undermine the system. It is going to help Donald Trump. But is that what the opposition, is that what they wanted? Did they really think that this was going to thwart President Trump? I guess I'm skeptical. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like, are they going to try to incarcerate the president to keep him off the campaign trail?
Well, they're going to try to keep him busy. But don't forget, I mean, Trump was right. He always says that I'm standing between them and you, and they really want to get you, but I'm the one that's most convenient. But don't forget, there are others of us. You know, we've been hassled and subpoenaed and vilified, who have stood with Trump. So if you prominently stand with Trump, the system has become so weaponized, the federal police apparatus has become so weaponized that they will come after you. And most people don't have the wherewithal that Donald Trump does to be able to defend himself. And so, yeah, they believe that they can cow and scare enough people, which is, by the way, that's the terror of the former USSR. That's the terror of the former East German Stasi, et cetera. They believe that they can terrorize American people, and that's what they've tried to do here.
You have a person who's working for the Trump campaign who's helped raising money. He came out yesterday and said that a lot of rich donors are afraid to contribute to the Trump campaign because they're afraid that if they do, that the FBI will show up at their door. Reminds me of the Tea Party movement, how they got snuffed out by Lois Lerner in the IRS. Is that the type of intimidation you're talking about?
That's part of it. You bet. That's part of it. And then don't forget, Lois Lerner was held in contempt, and nothing ever happened to her either. So this is the type of stuff that goes on, the weaponization.
Up next, we have the Hunter Biden trial is going on. Do you think that the media is going to cover that trial as intensely as they covered the Trump trial?
No. They'll cover it, but you're not going to find more than a little blurb here and there from the left stream media, but it's nothing like what we've seen in the Donald Trump coverage.
Which is kind of incredible, because when you look at a Hunter Biden's laptop, which I have seen, by the way, and I dare not talk about what I've seen on it because they've successfully kind of scrubbed it from most places on the internet. When you look at that, you look at the crimes that were committed, when you look at the money, more importantly, the shakedown, it is absolutely incredible how there's very little scrutiny, very little, you know, demand for equal justice when it comes to the shakedown tactics and the pornography, the crime that was happening with Hunter Biden.
No, that's right. I mean, you know, I happen to sit on the two committees that have been investigating that stuff, and the mountains of evidence that we have, it is phenomenal. It is phenomenal what's gone on, and the Biden family has been selling access and grants and favors for years and years. And Hunter Biden, of course, he's right in the middle of it. Now this is a gun charge that they finally got him on. But I mean, the reality is, Hunter Biden has got major problems, and we all know it, and the DOJ knows it, but they refuse to prosecute.
Congressman Andy Biggs, I want to thank you very much for giving us some insight of what this verdict means for the country moving forward. And we thank you here on the Jesse Kelly Show and look forward to seeing you again in the conservative circus.
You bet. Thanks, James.
That's Congressman Andy Biggs, a straight shooter, my friends, behind the scenes. Absolutely, he's been on point throughout this whole mess. from the very beginning, had no hope for a hung jury, had no hope for exoneration. This is part of the plan, and we'll continue to wade through the fallout of the guilty verdicts. We have President Trump that I believe has weighed in as well. That's coming up next on the Jesse Kelly Show. Make sure you pack your Byrna for your summer travel. Navigating new places can be thrilling but unpredictable. Think of the Byrna Launcher as essential safety equipment for your travels, providing the assurance you need to explore with confidence. And you can pack your Byrna in your checked luggage without the need to declare it as a firearm, making your airport experience smoother. If you or your family are in a situation where you feel threatened, you don't want to start, you know, with something lethal. You need to defend yourself without the irreversible consequences of deadly force. And while we want to protect ourselves, most gun owners don't ever want to have to pull the trigger. A Byrna can save two lives. What if there was a way to effectively defend yourself and de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Great compliment to owning firearms. Legal in all 50 states. No permits or background checks needed. Now, I tell you what. Byrna is the answer, and it's designed for easy use by all age groups 18 plus. The Byrna Launcher has powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds with a 60-foot range. One shot can incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. Used by government agencies and law enforcement around the country, over 500,000 units sold, 14,000 4.5-star reviews. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse for 10% off your purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Jesse. And to check out the latest news about Byrna, that's BYRNA.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
James C. Harris sitting in for The Jesse Kelly Show, just listening to D.A. Braggs here talking in New York. He's droning on about how the jurors vowed to make the decision, you know, how they vowed to thoroughly check through all of the all the information. I'm sorry, did I say that I'm on The Jesse Kelly Show? James T. Harris sitting in for Jesse Kelly, just engrossed with Alvin Bragg. Hey, Chris, can we bring this up? I think they're starting to ask Alvin Bragg's questions about what is going on. I don't know if we can jip into this live. Let's see what the questions being asked here. This is New York versus Trump, of course. Alvin Bragg reacting to the Trump guilty verdict.
I did my job. Our job is to follow the facts and the law without fear or favor.
Right.
And that's exactly what we did here. And what I feel is just gratitude to work alongside phenomenal public servants who do that each and every day in matters that you all write about and make the press, and in lots of matters that you don't. I did my job. We did our job. Many voices out there. The only voice that matters is the voice of the jury, and the jury has spoken.
Ooh!
Flash, Mr. Yes, oh,
yeah, the only voice that matters is the jury's voice, and the jury has spoken. I did my job. I ran on this, for God's sake. You knew what I was going to do. I ran just like Letitia James. I ran on bringing down Donald Trump. And you can't step on my moment. This is one of the happiest things. Hey, promises made, promises kept. That's Alvin Bragg, district attorney, New York, holding a press conference. Let's go back in. I think a reporter's asking him another question right now here.
My remarks. We have a phenomenal system. 12 everyday New Yorkers.
Mm-hmm.
They listen to the judge's directions. They follow the evidence. You saw them in court every day. They were careful and attentive, and so I feel deep gratitude to work alongside them, to be a part of this system, and I just want to echo that this is what we're doing every single day. I mean,
every
during
day.
This trial,
right?
You know, just this week, right? A ghost gun indictment, Grimaldi's wage theft, a plea resolution, sex crimes, convictions. all sorts of work that's being done by phenomenal public servants. So we're before you today on this obviously consequential matter, but this is what we do every day. We follow.
What about
the
illegals you let go? The ones that beat up the cops? Shut up. We're following the facts, the law. You vaguely talking about sex convictions. Give me some specifics. You know, Alvin Bragg looking here like a big old black Mr. Potato Head. It's exactly Toy Story. He's a caricature from Toy Story. And look at that dude sitting right next to him with that beige tie on. Look like Jared from Subway. Is he out of jail yet? Oh, see, I'm cynical. You can tell. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jesse Kelly's audience. I'm sorry. I'm up here breaking bad. It's just unprofessional for me to call this man a big old Mr. Potato Head, big old black, big fat Mr. Potato Head. I did my job. He did do his job. He should be proud. He ran on this. This is his mission accomplished moment. Remember that? Mission accomplished. Now, will it stand? Well, we don't know. But right now, I've got no confidence whatsoever in our judicial system. Do you? You have confidence? We got Delvin back here. You know, I can't even hear the quality of the questions. But, you know, the same thing with, you know, politics is the same thing with the media. The media. What? Here's the question. If I were one of the reporters up there, Alvin Bragg, what crime did Donald Trump commit? What did they find him guilty of? What did the jury find him guilty of? Well, you know, that's been sequestered. We're not letting that information go. That's between the jury and the judge and God. But we know that the system worked here because they got Donald Trump. They got him. Oh, I can't wait to see I know I'm a sucker. I want to watch MSNBC tonight. I'm going to watch, you know, CNN. I'm going to flip over there. I've been flipping over during commercial breaks to see, you know, how much gloating. They ought to be happy. They got him. They got him. You don't understand. There's only one thing left to do. And that is get the photograph of Donald Trump in the orange jumpsuit. I'm going to get that one. I'm going to put that on my mug. You know, James C. Harris, I'm going to put that on my mug. I already got the mugshot on the mug. I'm going to get a t-shirt with Trump in an orange jumpsuit. And you know what I'm going to put on it? That's my president. That's my president. He have a, Alvin Bragg is now, left the podium. Hey, Chris, did he say anything more meaningful? I went off on a tangent there and cut him off as they were asking. He didn't say anything meaningful. It was just a bunch of blather. I did my job. He's proud to work alongside of the jurors who did their job. We all did our job. Okay. Well, here, this is the big story. The story of the day. We're going to get some more reaction. President Trump has weighed in on the verdict. We also have Jonathan Turley, you know, weighing in on the verdict. He's so very hopeful. He still has a lot of trust in the system. I'm jaded. Jaded. But there is a silver lining. I haven't got to the silver lining yet. We're going to get to the silver lining. James C. Harris sitting in for the Jesse Kelly Show. The 2024 election is upon us. And the war on masculinity in America today is more blatant than ever. We just watch Alvin Bragg. We know it's true. I want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. The problem is men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. And isn't that what the liberal elites want? A weak and docile underclass. Thankfully, the patriots at Chalk, spelled C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men take back their right to proudly maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. Just go to use code Jesse for lifetime savings. Go to chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.